Audio track 1A, a new chapter in Oxford's long history. Location 1, Hythe Bridge.
The car park you can see is built over the site of a wharf that marked the end of the Oxford Canal. The wharf was opened on New Year's Day 1790, the canal having taken more than 20 years to build. The Oxford Canal Company were a group of shareholders who funded the project and in 1792, realising that this wharf was too small for their needs, they bought more land to the left-hand side of the car park where Nuffield College now stands. This second wharf was used exclusively for the delivery and storage of coal, while the original wharf, the car park you are looking at, received building materials such as timber, stone and slate, and manufactured goods such as china and porcelain. Much of the labour needed to build this final section of the canal was supplied by convicts from the nearby Oxford Castle prison. The prisoners were supervised by the prison governor Daniel Harris, who was also a skilled engineer and builder. Together, they built both wharves and warehouses. Harris also designed the company's first headquarters, which still stands in New Inn Hall Street and is now part of St Peter's College. In 1996, Oxford Prison closed its doors for the last time. Today, some of the buildings constitute a heritage attraction called Oxford Castle Unlocked, which is in the custodianship of Oxford Preservation Trust, together with the ancient castle mound. The rest of the vibrant Oxford Castle Quarter contains a hotel, restaurants, art gallery, market square, and outdoor performance space. Can you see the Duke's Cut Public House in the far right-hand corner of the car park? A cut is another name for a canal. The pub's name, however, is deceiving because the actual Duke's Cut is some 3 miles away and marks the end of this walk. The pub was originally called the Queen's Arms and dates from the early 19th century. In the 1930s, both of the canal company's wharves or basins were sold to Oxford car manufacturer William Morris. One wharf remains, for the present, a car park. The other became the site of Nuffield College and takes its name from the title with which William Morris was honoured in 1938, Lord Nuffield.
Directions 2. Look at the map on the far side of the path, which shows the full extent of the Oxford Canal Heritage Trail and the 10 places of interest which are described, and also shows the route that we will walk together today.